Millions in Africa face starvation if Christians and others don't help. A student missions conference sees encouraging response, and basic health care opens doors to ministry in a Filipino community. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The quiet cries of a mother and father who have lost yet another child will become a common scene in East Africa if something isn't done to help the incredible food shortage there. World Vision's Nigel Marsh.
There are 38 million people who, if they don't get food soon, are going to be at serious risk of death. If we don't respond, we're going to see something like happened in the 1980s. And if the rains fail in March and April, and there's a great possibility they will, it's going to get much worse.
Kenya, Somalia, Tanzania, Ethiopia, and Burundi are the hardest hit. As Christians, Marsh says, we're commanded to help.
These are great opportunities just to reach out and share our humanity and to talk about what God is doing in our lives and their lives.
Your involvement can do so much.
Every dollar can raise $10, maybe $15 worth of support in terms of food. So every time you give some money, you're helping us to get hold of a very great deal more resources.
Next, the standoff continues at a Hope Givers International orphanage in Rajasthan, India. Hindu militants are basically holding children and 8 American volunteers hostage. However, the radicals are being met by sympathetic Hindus. They're risking beatings to bring aid. Pray that God will use this to soften these radicals' hearts. Founder M.A. Thomas and President Samuel Thomas are still in hiding. Pray that through the situation, many will turn to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. InterVarsity's Jim Tebbe says registration for Urbana 2006 is officially open. So far, the numbers indicate this year's conference, slated for December 27th through the 31st, will be bigger than ever. He attributes the growing interest in the missions conference to not only a change of venue, but also to the changing heart of young people today.
One of the reasons for moving was so that we would have a chance to look at our program and our content in the light of the realities of missions in the world today and how it is that we can respond, what this generation's like, what it is that God has for them in the world, and then how it is that we can respond.
When asked, why downtown St. Louis, Missouri? Tebbe says,
we're looking at issues of slum communities in the world. We're looking at experiential learning in the urban setting. And then how do we as Christians appropriately respond here? Some of it is ingoing, but then there are other things that we can do in terms of advocacy, prayer, some of the contacts we can make right where we are in order to learn.
Meanwhile, Mindanao is the second largest island in the Philippines, one of the three island groups in the country. Many of the smaller islands are cut off from access to health care. That's where international aid steps in, serving six rural villages in southern Mindanao. IA's Miles Fish details what they're doing.
Just on a very elementary level, training in hygiene, helping provide clean water, talking with mothers about nutrition for their children, providing training for the midwives, a whole range of different things. That takes a little while to develop, so that's the stage that we're at right now.
Fish explains that between relationships and the need, community-based healthcare programs effectively opens doors.
We're doing that by having people actually going as couples, actually moving into the community, setting up their own households, and living the lifestyle of the people that they're working with. As those relationships develop, we then will have an opportunity to not only demonstrate our faith, but to articulate it.
And finally, the Internet Evangelism Coalition will hold its annual Internet Evangelism Day Sunday, May 7th, in an effort to encourage witnessing online with more than 1 billion web users worldwide. Promotional materials are available for download at ied.gospelcom.net, including 5-minute video testimonies from people who came to Christ online. The IE Day team hopes that churches will create effective websites that can reach out into the community rather than just be an online notice board for members. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Parables of the Vineyard by Pamela Reeve. Drawn from John 15, she reveals the secret to peace in the midst of change and sorrow as God lovingly prunes us to bear the fruit of Christ. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.